I'm Omar Mahmoud, and you're listening to Punchlines, where we pick a theme and put together the best late-night jokes. Today's theme, from fake facts to crocodile tears, airports were filled with folks protesting President Trump's ban on refugees from 7 Muslim countries. Conan O'Brien tells us how long it's been since they were so packed. Stephen Colbert discusses Iraq's response to the American ban. Will this really change things? All that and more, including Jimmy Kimmel and Jimmy Fallon in today's Punchlines.
Of course, this weekend, the nation's airports were filled with people protesting President Trump's Muslim ban. Yeah. Yeah, it was the largest collection of angry people at an airport since every United Airlines flight. I've seen
people. And after Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer got emotional while protesting Trump's travel ban, Trump accused him of fake crying. Then Melania said, trust me, he doesn't know when someone is faking it.
Dulles Airport, a 5-year-old Iranian boy was detained for hours and kept from his mother, or, as Kellyanne Conway calls it, alternative daycare. Now, it's a reasonable term. It's a reasonable term.
You know how over the course of his time in office, over 4 years or 8 years, the president gets old and his hair turns gray? During this administration, instead of him, that's going to happen to all of us.
You've watched Finding Dory yesterday. Yep. Apparently, in this version, Dory couldn't be found because she was being detained at the airport. That was the problem.
And there was outrage all over the world. A member of Iraq's parliament said that following the ban, it is very likely that Iraq will stop granting U.S. citizens entry visas. Sorry, kids, there goes spring break in Fallujah. Though, honestly, when did the U.S. ever ask permission to enter Iraq? Now,
the Prime Minister of Canada, Justin Trudeau, in the middle of all the uproar, tweeted this. He wrote, to those fleeing persecution, terror, and war, Canadians will welcome you regardless of your faith. Diversity is our strength. Hashtag welcome to Canada. Gee, thanks, Justin. As if we didn't look bad enough already. You gotta...
Anyway, thank you for tuning in to the brand new 24/7 YouTube live stream from the Oval Office. I'll be live streaming everything for the next 4 years, just like Shia LaBeouf. That's right, I'm LaBeoufing it. This is a total LaBeouf. Now, before I begin, I just want to address the complaints that 2 or 3 dozen people had over the weekend. I'm talking about the immigration ban. Look, people, I've made my position on immigration very clear. When it comes to immigrants, you have 2 choices. Either get out of here or marry me.
Now, Trump has responded to criticism that the plan was rushed, tweeting, if the ban were announced with 1 week notice, the bad would rush into our country during that week. A lot of bad dudes out there. Bad dudes, sir? If you're talking about the most evil people in the world, that's pretty flippant. There's a good reason Winston Churchill didn't say, we shall fight the dudes on the beaches. We shall fight the bros on the landing grounds. We shall fight the homies in the fields, in the streets. Shaka bra. Shaka bra.
And to watch Punchlines online, visit opinion.usatoday.com. While you're there, vote for your favorite joke from today's show.